listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, yesterday the announcement of Roy Williams retiring at North Carolina. How did it happen? What does it mean? Jones Angel joins us play-by-play for North Carolina football and basketball on a Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. How are you, Jones?
Oh, doing great. I appreciate you guys having me on this morning. And certainly a big day yesterday for Carolina basketball after 18 terrific years, Coach Williams stepping aside. And boy, what an unbelievable career he had. I mean, just from the straight basketball standpoint, you know, more than 900 wins, five Final Fours just in his time at Carolina. You can add in a couple of Kansas as well. The three national titles during his 18 years in Chapel Hill as well, and certainly an enormous loss for the Chapel Hill community, for Carolina as a university, and for Carolina basketball yesterday.
You know, I was saying earlier that it felt like an April Fool's joke, and then after a while people were verifying that this was happening. You deal with him on a daily basis. Was there any inclination in your interactions with him that he was close to being done with this?
Sure, yeah, it's a good question. It's one that's been asked a lot, I think, in the last 24 hours. And, you know, I think that is an answer. I will give you a different answer in hindsight than I would have 2 weeks ago, right? And, you know, I think now in hindsight, the answer is probably yes, that you saw sometimes during this year where Coach Williams just quite honestly looked like he was getting worn down with everything. And, yeah, I think the unique season and the challenges that COVID presented this past year didn't help the situation. I think that probably sped things up a little bit for Coach. You know, he was very honest and open and almost to the point of just emotionally raw yesterday during his press conference and saying that he just felt like he wasn't getting the job done anymore. Certainly the Tar Heels have had two seasons now back-to-back that are subpar in Carolina basketball terms. And you heard him say things throughout the year like, oh, gosh, you know, this just isn't as much fun as it normally is. Or, you know, I don't understand why I can't get the guys to get to do this thing that I'm trying to get them to do. Or they should be at this point of the year. I just can't quite get them there. And, you know, when you look back and you think about all those little things that kind of feel like passing comments or just a frustrated coach or whatever it might be throughout the season, they all add up. And I think there was the moment after the Duke game in the Smith Center this year, which was the final regular season game of the campaign for Carolina. And yeah, he leaned down and kissed center court on his way off the floor. And, you know, that it got everybody kind of hot and bothered here and asked about it. And he said, oh no, you know, I was just giving my appreciation to the Smith Center and to the home floor and what's been a difficult year. And Carolina, you know, done great at home this past season. And, you know, I think that he was sending out some hidden bat signal that day? No, I don't. But I think it was just, you know, him kind of making sure he was checking all the boxes just in case. And so I do think there were some little things like that you can add up now in hindsight that add up to what we saw yesterday.
You just touched on a couple of things about his, you know, frustrations of getting guys to do certain things and whatnot. And that comment that he said, right man for the job, is how do you take that? Do you see that as more of a personal reflection, like I have an ability to do this and I'm not being able to do anymore? Or how much of it was, well, there are circumstances outside of myself in college sports and college basketball, COVID, new rules that I'm not adapting to,
yeah,
that I can't control, and that's why I'm not the right man for the job?
You know, if I had to give you a percentage on it, I would say it was probably 90% the first point of what you talked about, and that is Roy Williams has always been incredibly hard on himself. He has always carried the weight of being the head coach at Carolina, and I assume he was this way at Kansas as well. He carried the weight of that responsibility very heavily. He took it very seriously. And that's more than just winning games, of course. I think the Carolina basketball fraternity, the Carolina basketball family that Dean Smith built before Roy Williams is a very real and living thing with the alumni and the former players in Chapel Hill. It's a big part of what makes Carolina a special place to play basketball. And so he takes the responsibility. He feels like every game he's coaching for those guys, and he's coaching for every Carolina fan, and he's coaching for anybody who loves the University of North Carolina. So he carries that heavily. And so when he started to feel, in his words, that he wasn't the right man for the job to win those games, to do all those different things at the highest possible level, those were very real words from him, and I think just absolutely personal self-reflections from Roy Williams. Now, I also think, and he was asked this yesterday in the press conference, and he said the changing landscape of college basketball, and it is dramatically changing, and that's okay. Things change. It doesn't mean it's better or worse. It just means it's different. But he said that those things kind of confirmed his decision more than pushed him towards that decision, that, you know what, these are all things that are telling me also, you know, maybe this is the right time. And so I don't think he said, you know, woke up one morning and said, golly, this transfer portal thing, get me out of here. Yeah. I don't think that's what it was. But I do think that all those outside influences just confirmed that in his mind, it was the right time.
He always seemed a good fit for North Carolina, even when he was at Kansas, that first go-around in 2000 where he turned the job down to stay in Lawrence. I got to think that was heart-wrenching for him to be, because you never know if you ever get your dream job again. You have no idea if the guy that gets hired, when you say no, the guy that gets hired runs it for 25 years. That must have been hard for him, but getting an opportunity to coach, it just seemed like a perfect fit. He felt North Carolina even when in his latter years at Kansas.
Absolutely, and I think that's what makes this such a difficult moment for Carolina and Carolina basketball, is there is not another Roy Williams in the mix right now. Roy Williams 20 years ago was the absolute, no doubt, checks every box, cannot question this hire decision to lead Carolina basketball. He's somebody who went to the University of North Carolina, who loves the University of North Carolina like no other. He was on the staff in Chapel Hill previously, learned from Dean Smith, who built Carolina basketball from the 60s forward, and is a coach that had proven that he was someone that could recruit and win at a national level. And then when he got to Chapel Hill, all those things coalesced into Carolina by the numbers being absolutely the best program in the nation for his 18 years that he was here. Any metric that you want, ACC championships, Final Fours, tournament appearances, tournament victories, tournament wins, you know, national championships, whatever you want, you know, Carolina's been the best during his time here. And so that's been a remarkable marriage in that way. But then there is also the fact that there is, and I said this, there is no one that loves Carolina athletics and Carolina basketball and the University of North Carolina more than Roy Williams. He is this Western North Carolina small town kid who came from extraordinarily humble beginnings, who got his chance to go to the big school, laced up his bootstraps, and worked his way all the way to the top. You know, that's what the University of North Carolina wants to be about. And so he's this incredible embodiment of what Carolina tries to be, not just as a basketball program, but as a university. And his philanthropy, his the way that he helps the other programs in Chapel Hill, both with support and monetarily, I could go on and on, guys. It's an enormous loss for Carolina, and not just because Roy Williams is a terrific basketball coach.
I'm going to ask you for some self-reflection on your time at North Carolina and what you noticed about him and his teams. It is easy to point to the 2009 championship, the team that ran through the tournament winning by double digits, as that being the most successful, or any of the championships. Was there a year where he got something out of nothing, or he did something where you said, wow, there were so many obstacles, and I can't believe we're in the Final Four or the Elite Eight? Something along those lines that sort of gives us a reflection of some of the challenges and how he overcame them, even with a program like UNC?
Yeah, great question. I'll give you two examples. One is 2006. I could go all the way to right when Coach Williams arrived, because Carolina basketball, you know, was in a rocky time, to understate it for you. I mean, sure. You know, Dean Smith had retired in 1997, you know, right before the 97-98 season. Bill Guthridge came in for 3 years, his longtime assistant, and did a terrific job, went to two Final Fours, but he was clearly a short-term answer. And then when Coach Williams did not take the job the first time, Matt Doherty was the head coach, and things did not go well. And it was a rocky time on the court and off the court for Carolina basketball. And so Roy Williams really saved Carolina basketball at that point in time. So I think just when he arrived would be number one. Is he not just one, but one with integrity, got the Carolina basketball family back together, and really rejuvenated and revitalized Carolina. So that's number one. Then during his time, you know, in 2005, Carolina won the national championship in just his second year back. And then they lost all those terrific players from that team, Sean May and Raymond Felton and Rashad McCants and Jawad Williams and Marvin Williams and Jackie Manuel. I mean, really good players. And so it was a complete rebuild the next season. And that turned out to be one of the more fun years of Carolina basketball. That was the freshman season for Tyler Hansbrough and Bobby Fraser and Marcus Guignard and Danny Green. And it was just a really fun team. And they are first-class people in addition to being terrific basketball players. And so it was the first real window into the type of team and type of players that Coach Williams was going to try and build around. Because really, his first couple of seasons, he was playing mostly with players that had already been here before he arrived. And so to lose all those terrific players and then to win again at a high level pretty quickly with a group of freshmen was really fun. And then, of course, that group grew up through the years and eventually won the 2009 national title. I would say the other time period is the back-to-back national championship game appearances in 16 and 17.
Yeah, sure.
And for two different reasons, really. Number one, you know, Carolina had gone through that really difficult stretch due to the NCAA investigation, which turned out to have absolutely, you know, no anything against Carolina. But it was, gosh, it was just a draining couple of years for everybody who loved the Tar Heels. For recruiting, it was difficult at times. I mean, there were a lot of different things that just made that really, really tough. And you saw that, I think, some in a couple of seasons on the court that Carolina dipped a little. And then to be able to come back and to go to back-to-back national title games after that was pretty special. And then within what we're talking about, to go to a second national title game after losing at the buzzer the year before.
Yep.
That almost never happens. I think it was the fourth time in college basketball history that a team has lost the national championship game one season and then come back and won it the subsequent year. And to lose it in such heartbreaking fashion at the buzzer in one of the more memorable shots, you know, in NCAA tournament history from Chris Jenkins in 2016, and then to turn around and have that group do it again and get all the way back and then win it, that was pretty darn special for sure.
Jones Angel, again, play-by-play announcer for the North Carolina Tar Heels. A busy 24 hours. Thank you for taking time of your busy day and joining us and giving us perspective on what this news means. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. Again, Jones Angel of North Carolina, play-by-play for football and basketball on our Progressive guest line. Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new HomeQuote Explorer. Only at Progressive.com. Tony D, Ron Culver, Sports Map Radio.